welcome to episode 34 of Dailyish. I'm your host, Chris Enns, for Dailyish. It's Tuesday. No, today is Monday, not Tuesday. September 8th, it's 7 degrees Celsius. Feels like winter is... Hashtag winter is coming, for sure, is the vibe I'm getting from the weather outside. As I walked my son to school this morning, my ears were cold. Should have worn a toque. I don't like that. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by Campaign Monitor. If you're sending email newsletters, Campaign Monitor makes it fun, easy, and beautiful. Visit canvas.cm to check out their template builder and goodstuff.fm/newsletter. Sign up for our Campaign Monitor-based, built newsletter, email newsletter that we send out. A huge thanks to Campaign Monitor for supporting Good Stuff and Dailyish. All right, well, it's been over a week, so as listeners and people have tweeted me saying, it's more like weekly-ish, not daily-ish, which I know. Bad on me. But tomorrow is a big Apple day, a big day in the Apple world. They've got their announcement. They've announced on it that they're going to be making an announcement tomorrow, which sends everybody into a tizzy. And the big thing is, of course, new iPhones. This is traditionally the time of year, at least for the last few years, that they've updated their iPhone line. And... So as part of that, the rumors sort of pointing to 4.7-inch screen and a 5.5-inch display, possibly two models, two different sizes this time. And so currently they do have two sizes that you can buy right now. The 5S, 5C is a 4-inch display, and the 4S is a 3.5-inch display. So I don't know, bigger displays bring... I'm still rocking an iPhone 4, so which is a 3.5-inch display. I don't notice that big of a difference when I use someone's 5S or 5C, for taking pictures and stuff, but I'm not using it on a daily basis. So I would assume that there is, user interface issues as far as things like typing and stuff and tap reaching and stuff for things to tap on a larger display. And so 4.7 or 5.5 would certainly increase the difficulties as far as for designers building their apps and stuff. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. But a 4.75, especially a 5.5-inch display, the sort of one-handed typing and stuff that you might do while you're looking up a recipe, let's say, like I was doing this morning, looking up conversions of something or map interface using to try and find directions, those kinds of things, texting while you're walking to the car or whatever, that kind of stuff just becomes that much more difficult with a bigger display. And so I'm just curious to see how Apple will handle that. I'm sure they've obviously thought through some of that stuff, but... it just does create sort of some tension, some difficulties in that area, and especially for app developers to have their apps support a bigger display does just kind of make for a lot more things to consider that they didn't have to consider before. So like I said, I'm well overdue for an upgrade of iPhone 4, 32 gig iPhone 4. iOS 7 runs reasonably well on it, but iOS 8, which is coming out this fall, presumably announced, a release date announced tomorrow as well, won't support iPhone 4s at all. So it's definitely in the interest of keeping at least some of my Apple nerd credibility up, I need to upgrade and keep current with the OS. And I can't wait. That's the one thing I like doing actually sometimes is hang on to tech as long as possible so that when you do change over, it's just a massive, oh my goodness, this is so insanely fast kind of feeling, rather than if you just do sort of perpetual upgrades, you don't really notice how much things have changed. And obviously, if I had the money and resources, I probably would be updating every year. But that being said, I'm looking forward to a new phone. I don't know which one. Like, if it is actually a 4.7 or 5.5-inch model, I don't know which one I get. I'm actually more concerned with, like, performance, storage, space, capabilities than screen size. I think I'd be partial to the smaller model just for, physical space in your pocket or holding it and stuff, like I was saying before. But if the smaller model means less speed somehow or less storage availability, those kinds of things, then I probably would go for the bigger one. But who knows? We'll see what Tim Cook and folks announce tomorrow. Probably be announced tomorrow and then late September availability worldwide, probably a week later or whatever in the States. But for those of us in Canada and the rest of the world, it delays and dealing with local carriers and all that kind of stuff just adds time to that whole equation. So it'll probably be late September before we'd see models showing up here. The other big option or big rumor mill item is wearables of some sort. So whether it's watches and, you know, Fitbits and those kinds of fitness tracking devices. And I've said before that I'm not really interested in this, and it seems like something that, I don't know, doesn't really interest me, I guess. But there's recent discussion about how it could enable, say, easier payments from your phone. And so instead of having to fish out your phone, you could just swipe your watch, say, like when you pay at Starbucks or those kind of places, could get into that kind of payment options, which could work and could be interesting, I guess. But it still feels like a big, you know, kind of first world problem. Like if it's too difficult to pull your phone out of your pocket, so you need this watch or this thing somewhere on your clothes or whatever that you would use to swipe with when you've already got your phone out anyways while you're waiting in line at for your mocha latte chai tea thingy. And I agree with, like, John Gruber during Fireball fame posted out of back in June saying if Apple is indeed making a wearable device that goes on your wrist, it should look like something you want to wear before you even see what it does. And I think that's the key to, I agree completely with that, where it has to look good. It can't just be this neat little thing where it somehow does some magical neat techno thing. Tech thing where it, you know, interfaces with your TV somehow and makes that, like, that'll be neat for geeks, but Apple isn't interested in selling to just geeks anymore, obviously, on this, especially in the iOS world and this wearable world potentially. They don't want to just do a Google thing where they have some weird hackable phone that you, or a watch, sorry, that you can use. They want something that everybody's going to want to wear regardless of what they think it can do or can't do. Just like the iPhone kind of when it came out. It was, you know, looked nice, the interface was great. It wasn't super powerful in every possible way, but it looked good. And Apple has recently hired a whole bunch, like, there's all sorts of reasons why they're doing something here, whether it's just a watch. It seems like it would be small potatoes if it's actually just a watch. They've hired Mark Newson, who's a prominent industrial designer, previously hired people from Burberry, a British luxury fashion house, Yves Saint Laurent employee, Nike, and of course Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine from Beats headphones. And so they're ramping up their sort of fashion design knowledge, which would point to something beyond just, I would think, just a watch. But we'll see, I guess. I'm always curious. I don't really trade too much in rumors and stuff and trying to keep up with everything, but it could be, it's sad on the one hand, I guess, for me to see Apple diversifying so much into so many different areas, because it feels like they're losing a bit of the focus of the real fun stuff that they do, in my mind, the phones and the, which in itself is obviously a diversification from the Mac computer stuff that they do, but they've handled that transition well. But adding a whole new arena of possibilities of things with clothing lines or whatever that might come out of this feels like they're getting way out of their sort of wheelhouse. But who knows? We'll see. We'll find out tomorrow, Tuesday, September 9th, if you're listening to this. I think they're going to be streaming it live, so you can visit apple.com in the morning, I think, or around 11 something. 10 or 11 time zones that are not my thing. So apple.com will tell you. There's links to, I'll put a link in the show notes here too, to the streaming page, which is available already. And that's it. Thanks for listening. I'm iChris on Twitter. And of course, visit goodstuff.fm/dailyish for all dailyish episode needs. See you again next time. Thanks for listening. Bye.